This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The CDC currently estimates more than 1,000 cases of lung-related illnesses across the country are related to vaping or use of e-cigarettes. At least 75 are in Texas, with half of those in North Texas. The latest national and regional findings suggest products containing THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, play a role in the outbreak. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Mark Millard, a pulmonologist with Baylor Foster Lung Care Center, talked with me about what doctors know and don't know since these cases first appeared.
It started actually 3 or 4 years ago. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there was a young man who ended up in the emergency room and then being hospitalized and finally dying of this acute lung injury. And the only thing that could be found was that he was vaping something that he had bought from a mom-and-pop operation, a vaping shop out in the mid-cities. He was cared for by Dr. Randy Rosenblatt, who's chief of pulmonary at Baylor, and Dr. Rosenblatt was convinced that there was something in the vaping substance itself.
Did they ever make an exact tie to it?
That was the only risk factor he had, and he had been vaping quite a bit. The ingredients were a secret of this vape shop, I think, that's since gone out of business. But the point is, we've been seeing sporadic cases of vaping-related illness for a while, and now it may have to do with the THC connection, as THC has become so commonly used as a vaping substance because it doesn't smell like marijuana.
Related to it, walk down the street
and somebody thinks you're just vaping with that glassy smile on your face. But there are a number of substances. The popcorn flavoring, diacetyl, can cause lung injury. You can have safe ingredients. For example, propylene glycol is the diluent in many of the commercially available e-cigarettes.
Diluent meaning?
The dilutant, the thing that it's dissolved in. The nicotine is dissolved in propylene glycol. At low voltages, that's probably relatively innocuous. But as we've gotten more sophisticated, moved to second and third generation devices, as the voltage has increased, what we've seen is propylene glycol actually turns into formaldehyde at really high temperatures. Even the simple vegetable oils at the same thing, they turn into acetaldehyde. These are not lung-friendly substances.
And yet there is still the belief circulating out there that somehow e-cigarettes are far less dangerous than conventional cigarettes.
If you take tobacco and you burn it, you've got a who's who catalog of carcinogens. And the least noxious of all of those, which is the addictive substance of cigarettes, is nicotine. And if you volatilize it with a diluent, it is probably safer than tobacco. Nicotine is a CNS active drug, and it really does affect our brain. And there's some cardiovascular effects as well of nicotine, but with vasoconstriction. If you just look at nicotine itself, if you're a smoker of tobacco and you think you can quit with e-cigarettes, even though it's unproven, I've had a couple of patients who've been able to get off of tobacco, going to e-cigarettes and then quitting. The goal is inhale nothing. The problem is that when you look at kids, only about 20% of them start vaping related to nicotine. 80% do for other reasons.
And how dangerous is this for kids? More so than adults?
Nicotine is not good for developing brains. It does a lot of stuff in terms of its ability to truncate growth.
What, if anything, worries you most about vaping?
What worries me the most is we have no clue what the long-term risks of vaping are. We do know that the respiratory system, it's never seen this before. We haven't had time to figure out what does this do to the surface lining of the lungs. It's not just the e-cigarette. If it were only the e-cigarette, you could argue it's probably safer to use an e-cigarette than certainly to pack a day of tobacco. But beyond that, when you start putting stuff that you can find off the drugstore shelf because it might taste good or it might smell good or it might make you feel good or buy off the street, we have no clue what we're getting into.
Dr. Millar, thank you for being with me.
Sam, thank you for asking.